This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Two shots of good news in the last 24 hours for professional basketball. The first came as the National Basketball Association reached an agreement with a players' union on a new labor contract. This avoids a potential lockout. And in the championship series last night, the Detroit Pistons forced a seventh game on the San Antonio Spurs home court by beating the Spurs 95-86. Jack McCallum is a senior writer with Sports Illustrated. He joins us. Jack, these games are getting to be a lot of fun to watch.
Well, finally. I mean, there were four double-digit blowouts. American TVs were turning off, and sort of just in time, or maybe not in time, games five and six were close to classics.
They were wonderful games. You know, I went into this rooting for San Antonio, but in the last week, Detroit has played such beautiful basketball. You can't help admire them, and you can't help kind of think, whatever team that guard Chauncey Billups is playing for, they're going to win, and he's playing for Detroit.
Well, you know, the funny thing about Chauncey is he played for a number of other teams before he got to Detroit. He was a high draft choice a few years ago and never seemed to find a home until he got here. And now, if Detroit wins Game 7, I'm one of the voters for the MVP Finals, unless something strange happens. I think he's the MVP right now again.
Well, what's the prospect of them winning, do you think, at this point?
It's going to be a tough game, and they are trying to do something that has never been done. A team has never won two games, games six and seven, at a visiting court to win a title. But right now, this is a team that really seems to be in the driver's seat, despite the fact that game seven will be on the Spurs' home court.
Jack, what about this deal between the NBA and the players' union? Who are the winners? Who are the losers? What's come out there?
The sport is a winner. I mean, this is a sport that I've always said walks a very thin public relations line. I mean, people look for reasons not to love this sport. They embrace some of the personalities within it. But the sport has never had the hold on the American consciousness that baseball has or that pro football has. So they really needed to get a deal done. When you look at the specifics of it, the players are still going to be averaging something around $3 million. They're still going to be extremely high paid. The teams are going to make money, and they averted the disastrous prospect of a work stoppage that would have turned off Red State America to this game, possibly for good.
But they raise the age at which you can come into the NBA to 19, and two of the biggest stars of the last few years, Kobe Bryant of the Lakers and LeBron James of the Cleveland Cavaliers, both came in at 18.
Well, I mean, that's an absolute public relations move. The league has no reason to do that other than to say, look, we don't have these young kids coming in anymore. The players accepted it because a lot of the player lobbies among the older players, who are the ones whose voices are heard by the union, they don't want kids coming in at 17 and 18.
Let them wait. I'll take my $3 million for another couple of years.
Well, no question about it. I mean, as great as LeBron James might fill their coffers, you know, he's also taking a job away. There's going to be a year of smoothing this out. Where are these guys going to go, you know? These colleges that accept a kid with the knowledge that he's going to be gone, that to me really reeks of something much more diabolical than a kid, even if he has adjustment problems, coming into the NBA as a teenager.
Jack McCallum, senior basketball writer for Sports Illustrated. Jack, thank you.
Okay, thank you.